I am the Masked Biologist, by day an ordinary wildlife biologist moving among the citizens of the Northwoods, by night a crusader striving to expand my own knowledge about the natural world around me and share it with you. I wear the mask in an effort to keep my personal and professional lives separate. A writer far longer than a biologist, I seek opportunities to put pen to paper and connect people to the natural world. There is so much to learn, know, and appreciate about our natural world, and specifically about Wisconsin. Wisconsin is truly a remarkable state. It may not have snow-capped mountains, or roaring oceans, or rainforests, but the resources available in our state are truly remarkable. For example, we may not have oceans, but our water bodies are truly impressive. We are in the Great Lakes region, named for the largest freshwater system on the planet. To the north is Lake Superior, the largest freshwater lake by volume on the continent, and largest by surface area in the world. Lake Michigan, to the east, is the second largest lake by volume on the continent. There is no doubt that this gives us a unique climate and provides some amazing fish and wildlife habitat. Our state is bordered on the west by 130 miles of the St. Croix River, a national scenic riverway which was one of the first 8 rivers protected by the National Wild and Scenic Rivers Act of 1968. The St. Croix flows into the Mississippi River, which bounds our state for about 200 miles. The Mississippi is the fourth largest river in the world by length and is home to 119 species of fish here in its upper reaches. We may not have snow-capped mountains, but the physical geography of Wisconsin is fascinating. Long ago, our state was shaped by glacial action. Our highest elevation, Timms Hill, is 1,951.5 feet above sea level. Our lowest point along the shore of Lake Michigan is 579 feet. This means an impressive difference of 1,372 feet. We have the Driftless area in the southwest, the glacial Lake Grantsburg area of the northwest, and one of my favorites, the Niagara Escarpment, which moves almost 1,000 miles from east-central Wisconsin along the east shore of Lake Winnebago, forming most of the Door Peninsula, then continuing northeast through Canada and into New York, where it forms Niagara Falls. We may not have tropical rainforests, but we have some amazing landscapes. In fact, Wisconsin has 16 identified ecological landscapes, including savannas, plains, prairies, coasts, and forests. Northern Wisconsin is known for its forests, which we call the Northwoods. 46% of the entire state is covered in forests of various kinds. With the remarkable variety of land and water comes an equally remarkable variety of fish and wildlife species. In fact, 693 vertebrate species are documented as occurring in the state. According to the checklist of Wisconsin vertebrates, we have 159 fishes, 19 amphibians, 35 reptiles, 408 birds, and 72 mammals. Of those, an impressive 668 are believed to be native, with only 25 considered introduced non-native species. 14 fishes, 8 birds, and 3 mammals fall under this category. Sadly, about a dozen native species have been extirpated according to early records, and although some are now extinct, like the iconic passenger pigeon, some have been reintroduced, and others, like the cougar, may be returning of their own accord. There is a lot to know about every bird, fish, animal, and the habitats that contain them. In future articles, I plan to examine these species and ecosystems, possibly in a way you hadn't considered, and help connect you to the natural resources that make Wisconsin truly remarkable. This has been Wildlife Matters with the Masked Biologist, exclusively on WXPR. To contact him with questions or story ideas, and for more interesting natural resource notes, photos, and videos, follow the Masked Biologist on Facebook and Instagram.